Excuse me for a second while I have a drop of Albury's finest there, Lou. That's delicious.
Water.
Mm. Our water was in the finals of the New South Wales ACT Best Water Competition. Right? The finals were held yesterday, and it was us against Orange City Council and Shoalhaven Water. Yep. So Shoalhaven is a couple of hundred k's south of Sydney on the coast.
Yeah, the south coast of New South.
Yeah. Surely no one could beat our Waterloo because it's
mountain fresh. It's beautiful.
It's just a beautiful drop. All right, to tell us how we went, we've got Craig Matheson with us from the Water Industry Operators Association of Australia. That is a mouthful. Craig, good morning.
Yeah, it is a mouthful. Good morning.
Well, it's a nice, clean, crystal clear mouthful, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
what sort of criteria do you use to judge water?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a similar to the wine tasting that people sort of be much more familiar with. But we get our testers to actually look at the sample. So the appearance is part of the judging criteria. We also get them to smell the samples to ensure that there's nothing, you know, off-putting. But ultimately, it is a taste test, and everybody's taste is different, and each person would have a different preference. So we put them to the task. They have their samples like you guys are doing this morning, and ultimately put their cast their vote for the one that they prefer the most.
But is it more a tasteless test? Because water's not meant to taste anything, is it?
Absolutely right. And, you know, it's not until you actually align samples from all across New South Wales that we have done here in Orange that you actually can sort of have some differentiation between the different samples. So, but you're right. Okay. My preference would be something that's nice and refreshing and that does have that, you know, no taste at all as well.
All right. Well, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't know how we came. So I think we need a drum roll, Lou. It was us against Orange and Shoalhaven.
Yeah.
So we were in the finals, best of those three. Did we win, Craig?
Unfortunately, it's going to Shoalhaven.
Oh,
we didn't win. No. But top three is pretty good.
Top three, and to make the final is an absolute, it should be accoladed. So the drum roll is appropriate. The team's obviously working out of the council are doing a terrific job serving their communities with safe drinking water. And look, who knows, maybe next year it may come down to Albury. This year it's obviously the bit of backslapping going over in the Shoalhaven districts today and obviously last night. So bad luck, but be very proud to have actually been a final.
It's nice water.
Our water.
Yeah.
Our water's good. We're pretty good, although I only drink.
How much better was the Shoalhaven water than our water?
Now, some of the judges, we actually asked them as they were tasting the samples, they did a bit of a commentary, and they were saying that, you know, this is really hard. They can very tough to find a differentiation between the three different samples. So the competition was really tight. But at the end of the day, the Shoalhaven team just got over the line.
I'm guessing it's easier than wine tasting because you don't really have to spit it out, do you?
Nah, that's right. We haven't had anybody spit it out. We totally discourage that. But they're all tasting all of the samples. Right. It's not too onerous a task.
Yeah. Well, we're proud to have been there and gotten third. And how many in total were tried?
Yeah, so we had about 20-odd samples.
Oh, there you go. They
narrowed it down to the three finalists and put them to the test yesterday.
Brilliant. Well, I think that's fantastic.
Oh, it's another little feather in our cap, I reckon, in Albury Wodonga. I love it.
Craig from the Water Industry Operators Association of Australia, thanks for that, mate. We were so close, and maybe next year.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time.